We're approaching the 1 o'clock hour, so it's a good time to stop the music for a moment and have ourselves a little conversation with Ruby the Rabbit Foot, who has stopped by with a couple of, well, she's got a guitar, and her guitar player, McKendrick, is here as well, and we're going to chat and find out about Ruby's new album. First of all, let me say hello. Ruby, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
Welcome to Los Angeles to both of you. We've actually toned the heat down today a little bit in your honor. So
I hope
you're all right with that. You were here through the weekend, though, right? So
you got
to feel some of it.
I did.
Well, good. Well, welcome to Los Angeles. We're going to have you play a song in just a moment, but I wanted to start off with a quick question about the name. I'm guessing that Rabbit Foot isn't the name that you were born with. So tell me about...
Unfortunately, no.
No, you would have liked to have been Ruby the Rabbit Foot. Tell me about the name choice there. What's behind that for you?
I think it came in a moment of gratitude, which is a good attitude to have, I guess.
Yeah.
And I felt very lucky for the opportunities I have been given. A person I used to have drum with me called me that once at practice, and I just adopted it.
Like, as in, you're pretty good luck, Ruby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that is a good thing to have, and
yeah,
a good thing to be grateful for. You've got a guitar there in your lap. It's a nice, big, large acoustic guitar, hollow body with, was that a Gibson?
It is a Harmony Hollywood.
Okay. Do you feel like playing something on it?
I do.
Your first single from your new album, New Is Due, is called Ways. You want to play that one?
I would love to.
Excellent. Ruby the Rabbit Foot live on KCSN.
I know.
It's called Ways. We just heard it live in the studio here at KCSN. Ruby the Rabbit Foot from her brand new album, New As Do. That sounded fantastic. Thank you both for that. Nice job. I don't know if McKendrick can hear me over there, but nice job to both of you. Good. Ruby, you know, I've had a chance to listen to your CD quite a few times. Before I really heard any of the lyrics, what I heard was music that was, for the most part, light and airy and real nice pop melodies. And then you start to notice some of the lyrics. And like, for instance, right off the bat, at the very beginning of that song, the line is, I know you're probably thinking of ways to be good to me, but let me spare your precious energy. And it's a little darker than the music in there. What was that all about as you were writing? Were you feeling light and airy? Were you feeling dark? And what was the story?
I was really frustrated. That song's about maybe when you're feeling upset and you try to talk to someone who cares about you and they try to fix it instead of listen. Or you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of about how you know you're in control of your own happiness, but other people think that it's up to them, maybe, which is frustrating.
Sure.
And you just kind of want to vent. You don't really want anyone to fix it. You just want to complain or something.
And so how does, if that's the thought process behind the lyrics of the song, how does it come out sounding a little more light and airy musically? How do you marry those two things together?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think I really control that, maybe. I think maybe it just comes out like that.
Cool. You grew up on an island South Georgia called St. Simon's Island, but now you're living up in Athens a few hours away, correct?
That is correct.
Athens is one of those cities that there are a handful around America that you can really point at and say, yep, that's one of the meccas, the music meccas of our country. You've got Austin and Los Angeles and Seattle certainly once was, but Athens definitely with bands like REM and Indigo Girls and Of Montreal. What is it about B-52s, another one that really famous at all, and Drive-By Truckers. What is it about Athens that sort of fosters such a fine music scene? Any thoughts?
Well, if you wanted to be logistic about it, very cheap cost of living. So I think musicians flock there because you can get away with murder financially. On a more like mystical plane, I think it's a really magical place. I really just think there's something inspiring that's there. And it's really small, so the community is really tight, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful town. A
lot of clubs for playing, so places for them to play live and everything.
Definitely.
Yeah. How long have you been up there?
I've lived in Athens for about 7 years.
Okay, long enough that you're entrenched and whatnot.
I'm entrenched,
good.
Yeah.
And I understand that you grew up in a family of hippies.
Is that accurate? So. I mean, yeah.
How did that color your personality and point of view on life?
I'm grateful for the, they distilled in me, I guess, to regard nature as very important. So anytime, you know, I feel clogged up, maybe I know to go outside. Or, you know, there's like this different outlook on life than, you know, to grind away, like all work, no play. It's important to, you know, play.
And this is so among the things that you learned from your family then growing up.
I think so.
Cool.
Yeah.
You want to play us another song from your new album?
I would love to.
We are speaking with Ruby the Rabbit Foot. Her new album is New As Do. And the song you're going to play now, I believe, is Misery, right?
It is.
We're going to hear it live right here on 88.5 KCSN. In fact, that's how live it is.
You mix fire with fire, you'll get ashes with ashes. People with nice homes shouldn't play with matches. They'll burn it right down, tear their hearts right up, and all that's left in the middle are some smoky lungs, but I can see it in your eyes. You might wanna ruin me. I'm okay with that, boy. I got gambler in my jeans, got my fingers crossed. I grew up on a dead end street. I'm used to driving right into my
KCSN live music from the KCSN studios. It's Ruby the Rabbitfoot, along with some nice electric guitar playing there from Kendrick Bearden. Hope I pronounced that right. Good stuff right there. The song is Misery from Ruby's new album, New As Do. You've been in LA for a couple of days. You played some clubs, a couple of different gigs around town?
Yeah.
And what's next for you? Are you on the road going to lots of other cities now?
Are going back to Athens on Wednesday. There's a festival in Athens in June called Athfest, which is pretty big for our little town. So that's next. And then July and August we'll be going down through Texas. So it'll be mostly East Coast regional stuff like that.
Well, we hope that you'll be back out in LA soon, and we'll see you again when you get back out here, and maybe play some other shows we'll go see out there. Sounds
awesome.
Good. Thanks for dropping by and
thanks
playing
so
a couple
much.
Of really nice songs and chatting with us today. Ruby the Rabbitfoot, the new album is New As Do. Some live music on KCSN. If you'd like to know more, it's easy enough to find out. RubyTheRabbitfoot.com. And a quick thank you to Tristan and Michelle and Matt for their help today with making this all sound as good as well. Ruby, thanks so much, and we'll see you next time you're through town.
Thanks, Jim.